desk at your side. I wish we had more space so we could really use the space, but I'm afraid we get eyes peeked out. Let's bring your shoulders up, shoulders down. Shoulders up, shoulders down. Last time, shoulders up, down. And let's roll the shoulders. Everything circles. Go the other way. Big circles. This is an opportunity to kind of stretch out those muscles between your shoulder blades that really can get crunched, especially if you work at a computer all day, which probably a lot of us do. Check it out. Just quickly check your knees and check where your feet are. All right. We're going to work a little just for a minute or two on some consonants here. Listen carefully, and then you'll have a chance to repeat. Listen, my turn. Listen again.
Thank you.
So we're not doing why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, but why, oh, why, oh, why. Very little change of a half step. And
why, oh, why, oh.
Oh,
I said in so many words. Let's make up to 86 in the middle of 11. And 3.
This, so that we have that note
is moving somewhere, and we're not just sitting on it for a beat and a half. See if you can, if we can do that. Just start it right there. I gave the whole. So think about that on gave. You have the same thing on two, and then again, even on the ending of the phrase A-S-P-C-A, that one keeps going for even longer. So see if we can do it. One, two, three.
I gave the whole darn devil to the
unexpected. Can we do that whole thing once again, please? Altos back to F. Christmas, the sixth, peace would lay. So really go for those important pieces. one more time, and we'll make it true. And three.
My true love, my true love, my true love.
true love. And even though love would seem like it's the most important thing, what we really want to do, think of it as my true love, instead of my true love. Hear the difference? Let's try it. Tenor bass. It's a little tricky. Big tenors for coming down to that unison on the F there. So try to lighten back off that just a teeny bit. And three.
My true love.
Not singing any number when there's a rest. Okay, so we get used to where those rests are. So I want there to be no two there in the first measure. And the other thing I'm doing is I'm singing through the numbers when we have a longer note, okay? So let's just do those, right, just the same thing that I just did, right up to just from 9 to 12 on numbers, just so we are all in your own octave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right, so that's the idea. Now let's continue. Let's venture on a little bit, and there's going to be a few trickier things up ahead. When you get to the 2-4 bar that's coming up, instead of singing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we're going to keep the same eighth note pulse, but just sing 1 and 2 and when we get to that measure. Okay. So starting right at 13, where we left off, the top of 3. Ready, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let's just do a couple of measures of counting going between those.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 and 2 and. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 and 2 and. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm laughing because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1 and 2. That's fine. You're incorporating it in your body. That's awesome. You look like a bunch of bombs. Numbers, and we're going to be aware of that 2-4 bar once we get to it. All right? Same slow tempo. 1 and 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 and 2 and 1, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
Okay, let's do the whole thing. We can do the whole thing. Oh, good. Thank you, girl. We can continue with that. All right, now we're starting to get that shift between the 6-8 and the 2-4. Let's go all the way back to 9. Do it a teeny tiny bit faster. But be careful not to rush. When we sing a piece in 6-8, it's very easy to gallop because it's kind of a galloping attempt. You don't want to get too fast. Back with the reins, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 and 2 and 1, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, that's a brain workout too, isn't it? All right, now with that in mind, let's take it a little closer to the performance tempo, and we'll put the words back in that, okay? And we're going to get ready to read on ahead.
It's because you're not
was having the bassist do on the last piece. One and the four, five, six.
Thank you.
you have a, you're continuing through that. You see that? It's a little subtle. Here we go, Alice, one more time. One, two, three.
Da 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 da
mindful of the dynamic, and we're talking about a baby that's asleep. Even in a reading, get used to thinking about how that's going to be. Basses and tenors, let's go. And then I want everyone to stop on the chord of hush when we get there, the last measure of five, of top of five. Basses and tenors. Wait a little longer so you have did it. There's a little bit more time in between your did-it-did-its. One, two, and three.
Coda flip back business to the end. A one, two, and three. agreement? Does the news day, do you still want that scroll, or do you want the
I think we have to straighten it out there, just because it's a retard, and it's too hard to control the swing in that. We're not going to go over all of that. You did a great job reading, and of course we'll take apart a lot of notes in the coming days. But let's just go over a little bit to kind of get one of the basic elements of this. And that's that little kick that we have on some of the ends of the phrases. Let's all sing the soprano, alto part, whichever part you, well, soprano and alto, sing your own part, bass and tenor, sing whichever part you like. I just want to get the rhythm here. In fact, let's not even sing the notes. Let's just do the rhythm. From Loudly They Ring, measure 13. The speaking rhythm only. A one, two, and three.
Loudly they ring, each answering. Filling the air loudly.
Yeah. So you hear how that loud has to really jump in. You kind of get into it. Ba, 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 ba. And you're kind of like, ba, ba, ba. Oh, no, it's not that one. It's different. You have to jump in. Loudly they ring, each answering. Filling the air loudly. So really jump on that. Right? Once again speaking. One, two, and three.
Loudly they ring, each answering. Filling the air loudly declare, this is the year, peace will appear, hatred will cease, love will increase, songs are sincere, message so clear, hearts drawing near, no need to fear.
Good, good. Now that rhythm is cleaning itself up a little bit, but what's also happening, do you hear that at with each downbeat we get a little slower and slower, we get a little bit more and more behind? Can we see if we can fix that? Let's put some pitch back in. Tenor bass, why don't you go ahead and sing your parts at 13. So sopranos and altos, it's going to be on you to really be on time. But you guys can help too by also being very clear, very rhythmic, like especially tenors, which seems like, oh, this is just a boring part. You're just kind of on these long notes. But you have to be really crisp and clear with those downbeats. Okay, here we go. Measure 13. One, two, and three. Much farther forward, I heard a big peace will appear. That's a great start on that. We still have work to do for sure, but that's a good start on that.